Hello, this is Charlie here with Austin, and we are having a podcast. It's a gaming podcast, and I haven't came up with the name yet. Once I do, it will be in the title. So whatever the title is, that's the name of a podcast. And right now, what we talk about is basically gaming news. And say hi, Austin.
Hello.
He's also known as Chubby McChubston because he's pretty chubby.
Yeah, pretty chubby. But on another note about gaming.
Well, the PlayStation 4 sales nearly double that of the Xbox One in January. But the And I thought that was, what do you have on that? I thought that was pretty good because, the PlayStation's always beaten out Xbox in a lot of terms. But, I thought it was pretty cool since I own a PlayStation 4. Austin over here, he doesn't want to get, he wants one, but he won't spend the money.
See, I don't know. Not a lot of my friends have PS4 yet.
Me.
Only, yeah, you're about like the only one who has a PS4.
Anyway,
I'll
me.
get the PS4 any eventually.
Eventually, he says. It's never.
So, did you hear about the eBay auction for the iPhone with Flappy Bird installed for $100,000?
Yeah.
Yeah, right here. I see it.
Yeah, Flappy Bird for $100,000. Now, I personally think that's kind of crazy for someone to spend that much money to get a stupid Flappy Bird game on a phone, and I think whoever pays that is pretty much stupid.
They're whack.
Would you pay that?
I'm not paying. Why would I pay $1,000 for an iPhone and a Flappy Bird?
I wouldn't. It's truly outrageous, I think. And Call of Duty Ghost is adding a whole new list of camos, including a ducky camo with ducks all over it, like rubber duckies, and a cat camo. And this just proves to everyone how kids are taking over Call of Duty now. And I know I can't say much because I'm only a teenager, but I mean, Call of Duty used to be like, blood and gore. Now, fucking 5-year-olds are playing a game, and 2-year-olds are playing it and wanting kittens on it. This is what Call of Duty has turned into.
Yeah, I see what you're talking about. But haven't you ever seen those pictures, on the internet where they're like, you go on the internet and you search like YouTube and you'll end up watching kitten videos? Maybe that's where they got it from.
Totally. Totally. We got a Call of Duty fanboy in the building here, I think. You don't see GTA putting out kittens into their games.
Oh, dude, if they were a kitten. I'm not gonna say what I would do to them.
I guess Look Tech has a little bit of a little bit of stuff for those kittens here and
No, not that. No, not that way. I meant
then.
like I would probably get reported for animal cruelty too.
Anyway. Yeah, so I hear he's pretty damaging to these kittens. But I mean,
And
GTA is getting boring. I mean, there is a lot of stuff to do, but after a while it just runs out.
runs out of stuff to do.
It's the same thing every single time you go play it. I mean, there's nothing else to do, I feel. I mean, it's fun to play with your friends and mess around. That's what I think they needed on next gen. But I mean, if they would make a remake of it on next gen, hopefully they would add some new stuff to it also. Not just an upgraded version. So you could be bored as fuck out of your mind.
Okay, so back onto this Flappy Bird subject. They have a new one out for Android. You know what it's called?
Flappy dudes, I think.
No, Flappy Dog.
Oh yeah, dog, sorry.
They
It's
have
like.
a Flappy Dog. Not dog, dog.
Oh, you know what dog is? It's an online thing, right?
Yeah. But why would you have a flapping dog going through pipes? Like, I could see the bird, but a dog?
Why would you put a bird through pipes?
Well, at least the bird flies. Dogs don't fly. I mean, they can fly if you stick them in an airplane or something, but not... The flappy dog is a head. And it wiggles and goes up and down. That's pretty much all it does.
And I'm looking here on a news article. It says that the new game, The Evil Within, it's called, has a set release date of 8/21/2014, if I'm correct. Somewhere in something. So, August 29th in Europe, and August 26th in the United States. It's made by Bethesda. It looks like a cool game, and I'm probably going to be buying it. But, I mean, I don't know what Bethesda's going to come up with next. I mean, the Elder Scrolls Online is supposed to be really, really good. And, sorry about that, everyone, my headset fell. And, I think it's going to be pretty cool. I mean, to have a Bethesda MMO for the first time in a while.
Yeah.
If I'm correct. Anyway, going on from the topic.
But I think we should move to Borderlands.
Oh, yeah.
Borderlands, personally, I haven't played the first Borderlands, but I played the second one, which is kind of ironic. I don't know why, but never played the first one, but I played the second one. But anyway, Borderlands 3 isn't being made yet.
Hey, anything else you have on this topic?
The creator, he said, I'm not going to around with this.
Oh, I disagree with that.
The value does with Half-Life 3, says Randy Pitchford.
What?
Were you not listening?
Sorry, but Gearbox isn't making it, as far as we know. But we don't know right now. He says, "I'm not going to fuck around with you like Valve does with Half-Life 3. Look, we know."
Yeah, that's what I was. That's what I was trying to say.
We know what we wanted, and we know it should exist, but we don't know what it is yet. So, I mean, they're going to work on it, but as far as 2014 goes, I don't think we're going to see another Borderlands this year. Maybe next year. I'm hoping next year we'll get a new Borderlands out there, because in my opinion, I really liked Borderlands 2 and Borderlands 1, and it was a great game. My one friend, Alex, shout out to him. He loves Borderlands, and I mean, without him, I probably wouldn't have gotten into it as much as I did. So he kind of got me into it a lot. But I was looking around and I saw that Flappy Bird has become an MMO. And if you don't know what an MMO is, it's a massive multiplayer online, which means millions of people playing Flappy Bird at the same time, and it makes no sense.
So you can flap with your friends.
Yeah, you can flap with your friends online.
You hear that, everyone? You can flap with your friends.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is going to be the end of our first episode. I hope you guys enjoyed. Bye. See ya.